Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're looking in these podcasts at the background to the Gospel of Matthew. Today we're talking about Jesus as teacher. Matthew's Gospel was used for teaching in the early church more than the other three Gospels, even more than Mark or Luke or John. Matthew's Gospel was the preeminent teaching resource for these early church fathers. In fact, the material in the Gospel has been deliberately arranged for easy teaching. Some sections were probably structured in the way they are, so as to be easier to memorize. The Gospel might well be Matthew's own lessons on Jesus compiled by him as a teaching resource. Perhaps this was Matthew's way of ensuring that the right material was passed on disciple to disciple to disciple in obedience to Matthew chapter 28. For Jesus there says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Teaching them to obey everything. Jesus spent so much time teaching. More time teaching than he taught, than he spent healing. More time teaching than he spent in confrontation with Pharisees and other opposition that he faced. Teaching, teaching, teaching. It was his habit to teach. And Matthew has put this together to show us Jesus' teaching. The Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and then 7. Other tremendous discourses through the book of Matthew. Rich material for us to teach well. To teach one another, to teach those seeking God, to teach those maturing in their relationship with God, much indeed to teach ourselves from this amazing book. And if we learn it and learn how to teach it, then we will be able to stand in the same line as Matthew, who did teach through his gospel, I suppose, and wanted to obey what Jesus said, "Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you." What a noble ambition, and what a noble motivation to want to write the Gospel of Matthew. Let's take our own study of it seriously so that we, in our turn, can teach it well. Next time, we'll go on to look at chapter 1. Until then, God bless.